This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
All right, this is how we end every Friday afternoon. As often as we can, we collect four Issues Etc. sound bites for you to listen to and then vote for. We let you pick Issues Etc. sound bite of the week. And this Friday is no different. We got four sound bites ready for you. All you need to do is listen in the next few minutes, and then you pick which one you think should be sound bite of the week. Your reasons are your own. You can like it, you can agree with it, you can dislike it and disagree with it. You can find it remarkable, something you want others to hear. Whatever your reason, good reason to vote for sound bite of the week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Those who vote via the phone get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. You can email your votes to us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send them as a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, the listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. To the best vote when we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Up first, this week, from Dr. Russell Moore. We were talking about Glenn Beck and his Restoring Honor rallies. This is what he had to say about the God of Glenn Beck and American civil religion.
Civil religion is powerless, and civil religion immunizes people to authentic, genuine Christianity. And so you become then accustomed to this idea of approaching God in some other way than through shed blood and resurrection life. And so at that sense, you are worshiping another God. The God of American civil religion is not the triune God of Jesus Christ. He is Zeus at best, or Baal at worst. And so it's simply, even if it were useful to do what Glenn Beck is suggesting, it would not then be right biblically. What does it profit you if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul?
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? You can vote 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. Make sure you tell us where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Angus Manoj. We were talking about Stephen Hawking saying God is unnecessary. This is what he had to say about secularist scientists who declare God unnecessary.
Sometimes it seems to me that secularists are therefore a bit like the person who stabs the swordsmith with the sword and then says, well, clearly then swords don't need swordsmiths. Further, it seems to be naive about the reality of the human condition, as we understand it from Scripture, is that actually people have a powerful natural desire to deny God's existence, and they don't really want God to exist. They'd rather be the author of everything. And I can't help thinking that when Hawking talks about this grand design, the idea of a final theory that explains everything, doesn't that appeal at some level to the scientist's desire to be a bit like God, to have a complete picture of all of reality?
That's soundbite number two. Vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Stephen Parks. We were talking about God's will on the bondage of the will. Here's what he has to say about Luther on how to know God's will.
Luther wants to begin and start and end, as his stated purpose, with Christ, with God incarnate. And he says, if you want to know about the salvific will of God, it's not safe to go beyond the incarnate word, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you listen to what he says, and you look at what he did, And what does he say? He says that he wants all men to be saved. What does he do? He suffers and he dies on behalf of all men and continues to come to them with his word of salvation and his sacraments. And so he begins and ends with the word of God incarnate as he is displayed to us in the written word of God, the scriptures. And so he doesn't want us to go to what he calls the hidden God, the God that we don't know about, the God that we might speculate about, but that we have no real word to tell us what he's like. He instead wants us to stick with the revealed God, the God who reveals himself in the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ as we see him in the Holy Scriptures.
All right, that's soundbite number three. If you want to vote for it, send us a tweet at IssuesETC or an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four. Dr. Larry Rast on what Pop American Christianity does to the Holy Spirit.
Nowadays, when you hear people invoking the Spirit on his own and pointing to the Spirit in terms of gifts and so forth, it really takes away from the biblical focus. It begins to turn the Holy Spirit into a kind of a super force that can supercharge the Christian for a super life. And there, you know, maybe folks might think I'm overstating the case, but listen to a little bit of some of the TV and evangelical preachers, and you'll hear that kind of focus for its own sake. So the Spirit becomes kind of the great sugar daddy of the Trinity who doles out power to those who are most faithful, who pray the right kind of prayers, prayer Jabez kind of stuff, you know, who have dedicated themselves, who are truly obedient, and therefore are able to achieve victory in their life and the material rewards that go along with that that befit a child of God. It becomes kind of a spiritual success story and a spiritual pull yourself up by your bootstraps with the help, a little bit of help from another, rather than looking to the cross for all things and then taking on the cross as that cruciform life, that life of service that characterizes the true Christian as the Scripture lays it out before us.
It's Friday afternoon, September the 17th, time for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week. You get to pick it, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Phone call votes get top priority. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or put your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, IssuesETC.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at IssuesETC.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. IssuesETC.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, IssuesETC.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, IssuesETC.org, and click Find a Church.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, IssuesETC.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. Now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org.
How would you like to win a $50 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House? There are two ways you can win. One, write the best invitation to your Facebook friends to become fans at the Issues Etc. Facebook page. Or two, invite the most friends to become fans at our Facebook page. Send an email to contest@issuesetc.org with the text of your invitation and the number of friends you invited. We'll give away the CPH gift certificates October 1st. Invite your Facebook friends to become our fans today.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. Got four sound bites. One, Dr. Russell Moore on God, the God of Glenn Beck and American Civil Religion. Two, Dr. Angus Manouge on what secular scientists say when they say God is unnecessary and how he responds. Pastor Stephen Parks describing Luther's view on how you know the will of God. Or sound bite number four, Dr. Larry Rast on what Pop American Christianity does to the Holy Spirit. Send us an email with your vote. talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. You can always leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joe is calling from his car. You're up first, Joe.
Hi, Todd. I've got to go with number one. It helps explain why I'm tired of hearing Glenn Beck. Number two, I think it properly informs us to respond to the mosque controversy as well. Hearing too many people refer to that ground as holy ground and sacred ground and that kind of thing, and it was a very succinct response to that.
Joe, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or the Facebook fan page again, facebook.com/issuesetc. Via Facebook, Lori in Tacoma, Washington says, number three gets my vote. Been talking to folks who believe in open theism, sinless perfection, and deny original sin, substitutionary atonement, imputed righteousness. They go to the hiddenness of God for their reason, instead of keeping Christ and his word and sacrament, the beginning and the end of their theology. If we don't do that, then we get very off base. Laura, thanks for listening in Tacoma. Via email, Dennis in Michigan says, my vote is for soundbite of the, let's see, that was soundbite number four, Dr. Larry Rast. I've always enjoyed listening to Dr. Rast when I was privileged to be at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. Now, I wish to continue today's theme with my vote for the new chairman of the CTCR. That's true. He was elected to the Commission on Theology and Church Relations of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. Via Facebook, Roxanne says, number one, Dr. Russell Moore, just because Glenn says many good things doesn't mean we should forget Mormonism is still a cult. Islam and Freemasonry have many similarities. Be discerning. Do not be fooled. Good advice, Roxanne. Thank you very much. 1-877-623-6943. It's soundbite of the week. You get to pick the soundbite of the week. Gary in Bridgeton, New Jersey says, I pick soundbite number one. Glenn Beck's civil God serves governments and movements. It does not serve sinners with Christ and his cross and what his cross won. Gary, thank you very much. Great way of putting it. The gifts of forgiveness, he says. Frank in Illinois says, my vote is for soundbite number four, Dr. Larry Rast, what Pop American Christianity does to the Holy Spirit. Dr. Rast has articulated what so many churches have done, having turned its members to look inward. They become Jedi Christians whom by super devotion have attained some special power force or supernatural empowerment. I think that this turns them into themselves and to despair, and when it fails to produce what it so falsely promised. Thank you very much, Frank, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Still plenty of time for your vote and a chance for an LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Brian in Colorado says, there's some great stuff in these sound bites. Zeus at best, or Baal at worst in number one, classic. Then Dr. Rast, the Holy Spirit is treated like a sugar daddy of the Trinity. Funny, sad, and true. But I'm going to go with my good friend Pastor Parks and his biblical assault on looking for God's hidden will when we have his love given so fully
in Christ crucified. Thank you very much, Brian. Thanks for listening in Colorado. Brandon from Honolulu, Hawaii. That's a rare vote there. Brandon from Honolulu, Hawaii at Facebook says, is it just for me, or do 1, 3, and 4 all follow the same general theme of idolatry? I guess I'll have to go with number 1, Dr. Russell Moore, because he articulately points out one of the most dangerous and seductive errors today. While the errors pointed out in 3 and 4 can be handled with good teaching, the error of civil religion, as Dr. Moore points out, immunizes people against the truth, although I don't think it's Baal or Zeus that Glenn Beck would have us worship, but the same God early Christians died. Oh, I'm sorry, it just kind of trailed off there. But thank you very much for your vote, Brandon in Honolulu. Nice to get a Hawaiian vote occasionally. Lance in New York says, we know the will of God from the Word of God. Anything else is just reading tea leaves or replacing our own desires or stories or theories for His will. Revelation trumps speculation. I vote for Pastor Stephen Parks. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for September is called God Grant It. It is a devotion for every day of the year. It's actually a series of sermons from the pen of C.F.W. Walther, a giant in confessional Lutheranism in America, broken up into daily devotions. It's called God Grant It. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours, and you can order God Grant It. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week, the winner, soundbite number 1, Dr. Russell Moore on the God of Glenn Beck and American civil religion.
Civil religion is powerless, and civil religion immunizes people to authentic, genuine Christianity. And so you become then accustomed to this idea of approaching God in some other way than through shed blood and resurrection life. And so at that sense, you are worshiping another God. The God of American civil religion is not the triune God of Jesus Christ. He is Zeus at best, or Baal at worst. And so it's simply, even if it were useful to do what Glenn Beck is suggesting, it would not then be right biblically. What does it profit you if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul?
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Now, here's a late vote. This came from Daniel in Iowa City. It's late because I didn't read it in time. He voted for Soundbite number 4. It made me roll on the floor laughing. Dr. Rask's comments are sadly true as he puts into perspective how especially American culture turns its back on the true gifts of the Holy Spirit. Delivers the true gifts that the Holy Spirit delivers for cheap, uneternal pleasures and earthly benefits. Dr. Rast gets my vote. The winner, soundbite number 1, Dr. Russell Moore on the God of Glenn Beck and American civil religion. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Roxanne via Facebook. If you would email us, Roxanne, with your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to Roxanne and to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a donation this weekend. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again. LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. And thank you very much for your support. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to study the ancient hymn. It's called the Te Deum to God, and it is usually the kind of principal hymn of praise that the church has used, deeply rooted in the biblical narrative and in the songs of both the Old and the New Testament. We'll be studying the Te Deum with Pastor Will Whedon. Then Tuesday, very rare pleasure, we'll be talking about pornography with Dr. John Kleinig, one of our Issues Etc. listeners' favorite guests. When you go to church this weekend, do this for us. Invite your fellow parishioners people in front of you, people behind you, people next to you in the pew, the people you meet and greet in the narthex. Invite them to tune in to Issues Etc. next week. Just a little favor we ask you to do when you go to church on Sunday morning. Dr. Moore is right. The God of civil religion is not the true God, because it is not the God that requires Jesus dead on the cross to know him. The God of civil religion can be known through your own imagination, your own prayers, through political rallies, through the swelling of your patriotic pride. He can be known through what we print on our money and God we trust. But it doesn't require Jesus. A God that can be known apart from the life, the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus is not the true God. And the only true God can be known only through that Jesus Christ crucified and risen for sinners. And this is why the God of civil religion is very, very useful for all sorts of movements, very useful for all sorts of political agendas, very useful for gathering people together and getting them to agree on moral values or traditional values. But the God of American civil religion is useless. He is impotent and he is powerless to save. But what good is a God that only gets you what you think you need in this life? What good is a God who only furthers your political ideals? You need a God, I need a God, who can save us. And that is only found in the God revealed, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ alone. I'm Todd Wilken. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilken and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.